Welcome to Wisdom's Echo. It's so good to be with you. My name is Lindy, and what a joy and a privilege it is to be able to talk and share with you today, and just to want to honor all of you that come on and listen and glean something from all of the wonderful speakers that we do have on Wisdom's Echo into all of the nations of the world that we are currently speaking into, which is an incredible privilege, and we don't take it lightly. So exciting, so exciting. So I want to talk today about Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2, something that I sort of do every year. I start this off, and I think it's so vitally important. Something that my husband and I did for 23 years of our marriage was every year we wrote down our vision, and even within the course of the year we would write down vision, we would write down the things that we wanted to accomplish, because there seemed to be a spiritual law that came into place and play that we didn't even have anything like solid to hook into, but we knew that when we wrote down the vision, it always happened. And then I began to notice like McDonald's and different banks and different places had their mission statements up on the wall, and they'd write their vision down. Everybody had a vision statement. Everybody had a mandate that they used for their companies. And so it was clear that even in the secular world, they understood that writing down a clear mandate, a clear mission statement, was something that they lived by, that everybody could see, everybody could read, and then everybody could run with it. So Habakkuk says, and Jehovah answered and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastes toward the end, and it shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it surely will come, it will not delay. And the whole issue of write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that reads it was what I believe some of the banks, you know, most of the companies in the world, this is what they do. They make it plain so that everyone who reads it goes, ah, that is their mission statement. That is what they are wanting to accomplish. And then we can see it, and then we can hold them accountable to it. Now, within church life, we tend to do the whole, let's make, you know, New Year's resolutions. I would like to suggest that the New Year's resolutions come from that place of how long are we going to be doing what we've always done, so that we just get the same results, or are we going to do something new and something different? And so we write down these, you know, New Year's resolutions, and most of them are sort of related to ourselves. We're not going to eat as much. I'm going to eat more. I'm going to exercise more. I'm not going to exercise. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then we sort of mess it up by the time the 2nd or 3rd of January comes. And so we set ourselves up really for constant failure. And that's not what this is. Write down your vision and make it plain upon tablets so that those who may run who read it. Began to have a look at what that looked like, because I do it every year, and sometimes within the course of the year. And at the end of the year, I read the vision. And it's been amazing to watch and see and look and read the vision and realize 99% of them are always fulfilled by the end of the year. Whether I've tried to make it work or not, they work. Whether I try to make it happen or not, it happens. I write down the vision and it happens. And so there's something very powerful. There's a powerful scriptural basis for writing down the vision. And a lot of people go, oh yeah, you've spoken about that before, and I never did it. I must remember to do it. And that saddens me to a point, because it should be something that we do as a matter of course. It's like, yep, we got to write down the vision. We got to put it on paper. Why? So I began to look at the words, various words through the scripture to see what is this thing it's trying to say. And the word vision is hazon, H-A-Z-O-N, which is a chet, a zayin, a yud, and a nun. So this wall or this fence, like a plow, the zayin, it plows like a weapon with the yud, hooking it into the nun, the seed, or the generations to come. So a vision is something like a wall that surrounds you, plowing like a weapon and hooking itself into your generation and your generations to come. Well, if that's vision, good gracious me, why would we not want to have it? If it's going to surround me and protect me, number one. Number two, it's going to plow like a weapon and hook itself into my future seed line and even into my seed line, me right now. Why would I not write that vision down? It's incredibly important. It seems to be important for not just my generation, but for my generations to come within my seed line. And it's a wall that protects me. That's what a vision does. It protects you. Just like a mission statement protects a company, this protects you. You need to write it down. And then it said, and make it plain. So I wanted to see what the word plain was. Ba'ar. Ba'ar. Bet, Aleph, and Aresh. So the Bet, the house of the leader's strength. Aleph, the leader, the ox, that has authority. So when you make it plain, you literally are hooking it into the generations to, into the house of the strength of the beginning, which then carries with it authority. So making it plain is, again, it's hooking it into something that gives it authority. So when you have been surrounded by your vision, which is now breaking open like a weapon, something that's hooking into your seed line, and you've done it and you've made it plain, you are then, it's being hooked into the house of the strength, the beginning of what you, the original intent is for your life, and it carries authority. Wow. Then it says, and make it plain, and then it says, so that he who runs can read it. And it was interesting because I thought he who runs reads it. Now, I'm not writing my vision down in my house for the world to read. I read it. I write it in my book. Nobody sees it. Then I wondered, who was the he that ran to read it? And as I looked into the different words in the Strong's Concordance, it seemed to me like there was this place that sits within heaven that creates, it's almost like there are places in heaven that wait for you. There's places of the house, Beit, of the strength of Aleph, the leader, the beginning, sitting, and it's waiting with authority for you to hook your vision, Hazon, into it, to hook it in, so that those who are around you, those who Yahweh's given you as a cloud of witness, the angelic hosts, those that run with you, those that are there to encourage you and to cheer you on, can actually, it's like heaven waits for this vision to be hooked in, so that those who are part of your cloud of witness can run with you and read it. Why would you not want to do it? They run, and then, so what happens then is they arc together with you to create the possibilities of everything that you've written down. And then it says the same vision, Hazon, is yet for an appointed time. So it's not happening tomorrow, but it's going to happen. And it hastes towards the end, and it will not lie. Even though it tarries, so even though it waits a while, don't worry, because it will surely come. It will not delay. And so we need to be declaring and writing this thing down. And actually, in one of the versions is to declare it, so that those who see it can run with it. So when you write the vision and make it plain, so that it can be declared, so that those who read it can run with it. That word declare is to just, when we're saying it, we're declaring to dig, to engrave, to make distinct. So when you're writing something down on tablets, you are literally declaring it. You're digging it in. Remember, we've got the weapon. We're engraving it into something. We are making it distinct from everything else around us. We are making it distinct. It has a voice and it has a sound. And then to run with it, those who run with it, well, Q-A-R-A, Kara, which is a Kuf, a Resh, and an Aleph. So the Kuf is one of my favorite Hebrew letters, which is above the sun, outside of time. It's outside of time. It's above the sun. It's outside of the time frame that we're in. And then the Resh is that authority, and I left the beginning. So when I looked at this, so that all those who can see can run with it, or all those who read it can run with it, it is taking what you've written above the sun, outside of time, into the authority of the head of its original intent. So again, once you've written it down, you've taken it outside of time. You've taken it into that place which we call above the sun, outside of corruption, so that those who really can run with it, they can see it, and they can begin to bring it back to the authority of the head, so that it can be proclaimed aloud, can be named, can be chosen, or can make mention of it. So then they run it with, and they read it, kara, they will proclaim it aloud, name it, it'll be chosen, and they'll make mention of what you've written down. Because why? We've taken it above the sun, outside of time into that place again of the authority of the head. So it's interesting that every word I've picked out, most of the words I've picked out, have got aleph or bet in it, taking it to the strength of the house, taking it back to its original aleph, its original intent. So when you write your vision down, it is for an appointed time, but it won't delay. It will come. It will come. You do not have to panic. It will come. You know, there's not much you can do about it. It will come. But write it down so that you can run with it, so that others can run with it. Those that have been given to walk with you, to run with you, whether on the earth or outside of time and space, the cloud of witnesses, they can read it out, they can proclaim it, and they can make it mention of it within the realms of the kingdom. Now, this is for me very exciting, because then we are together with both the vision and those that have been appointed to this time, angelic people or angelic or people like this cloud of witnesses. They can arc together with me to speak this out, to run it to its end. Even though it tarries, it's going to come. And normally for me, it's about a year. It never takes more than a year for 99% of these things to come to pass. Now, again, I don't write ridiculous things down, which are even, I don't want God to scratch his head and go, "Good Lord, I don't know what she wrote there. Why would she want to do that?" I get the kids to do it. So I run hubs with children and I run hubs with young adults. And the kids, you know, one year the kids were writing things like, I'm going to be a famous soccer player. And I'm like, oh my good Lord, I don't even play soccer. I want to be a famous soccer player. And so when I did it this year with the children, I said this: don't write down, "I'm going to be a famous soccer player. I'm going to be the president of a nation." You're only six. It's not going to happen right now. That's a long-term vision. I want a vision for right this minute, this year, this week, if you have to, this month. Write down your vision. Let's make it something that is attainable and not, "I've been watching a lot of football and I want to be a football star. I'm going to play. I'm going to be the best swimmer in the world." Not really. And it's noble because, you know, when you say to a child, "What do you want to do?" They normally say, "I want to be a fire engine driver, and I want to be a doctor, and I want to be a gardener, and I want to go to the moon." And really, it's just the stuff that interests them at the time. So I had to make it more achievable for them. And I want to say to you, make it more achievable. We would write things down, my husband and I, like we want to get a new carpet for the lounge. We want to, you know, exchange the car. We want to get some more songs that we want to download and write. We want to, you know, we want to travel more. We want to go into this nation or that nation. We want to establish more churches. And those things all came to pass every time. Even silly things like, "I want a new carpet." And like, "What? We got a new carpet. That's crazy." And so write down, don't make it super achievable, but write down the vision. Come on, the vision has on. It is like a wall and a fence that will surround you while it plows like a weapon and hooking itself into your seed line to continue for your generations, bringing strength and authority to declare, to dig and engrave itself and make itself distinct so that they can run. They can walk into and hook into the journey of what you're looking for and read it above the sun, outside of time, speaking it, proclaiming it aloud, naming it, choosing it, making mention within the realms of the kingdom, making mention of the things that you are wanting to accomplish, arcing together with you so that you will begin to see your vision fulfilled. And I've put health things I've wanted to accomplish on that. I've also put things like salvation for family members. And slowly but surely, there's been a turnaround and an interest back in the things of the kingdom, or a turning to the Lord, or something's happened. Maybe not like I want it, but certainly as he wants it. So I want to encourage you to write your vision. And again, you can add to this vision as the year goes on, because we change, things change, circumstances change, etc. But I would like to encourage you, write one for your business, write one for the company you're working for, write one for your family, write one for yourself, for your mountain, the mountain of your authority, write one for yourself, write one for your health, for your soul realm, for your mental well-being and all the things in the soul that you've been struggling with. Write it down. I'm healed. This is the year. This stuff is done. Covered in the blood. I've done and dusted. My bloodlines are finished. I'm done. And if anything else pops up, I'll do it quickly. But this is the year. I get the bulk of it behind me. And then as a spirit, my spirit's prospering and bringing my soul and my body into its massive prosperity. So write all of these things down so that they can run with the vision. Those that arc with you, that have been given to walk with you in the realms of the kingdom. So I hope this has encouraged you to write down your vision and to allow heaven to partner with you. Shalom, shalom.